GE CEO Jeff Immelt said in a release Monday that the company met every obligation so far under the massive federal Superfund project. The company discharged PCBs into the river decades ago when they were used as coolants in electrical equipment. About 2.75 million cubic yards of a contaminated sediment has been removed from a 40-mile stretch of the river north of Albany. The estimated $2 billion cleanup project is not over. Floodplain work, habitat reconstruction, and long-term monitoring will continue. Also, government trustees will make an assessment of the harm done to the river's resources, either through a settlement with Fairfield, Connecticut-based GE over its liability, or through litigation. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.